You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera, and with me is my guy, Tom Callahan. I'm sure he'll come up with some great tunes today, maybe some new ones. Tom, how are you?
Still here, Steve.
We all
still
here.
So that's a plus.
You're quarantined in your room. I'm quarantined in mine. And we're by ourselves today, aren't we? Everyone gone? Everyone's gone.
Almost. Elsa is still here.
She's counting the numbers.
Crunching numbers.
She's crunching numbers. Okay, I hope I get a big check. Knowing I'm not going to get a big check.
Yeah.
So, hey, good day today, Thursday. Day 10 of the... Or whatever day held hostage by the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're going to lose count eventually.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This we all are.
Day, this is my day four being home, working from home. So I'm not at home right now, but, you know,
yeah.
My job.
Yeah.
Good show today. It's kind of like get off your butt and off the couch and get out and enjoy the weather because I think it's going to get good here for a while. I'm going to have Randy Assetta. He's a big-time runner in town, does a lot of things running-wise locally with a lot of groups. I'll introduce what he does when he comes on the show at about 6:15. Damian Alexander is a cyclist. See how the cyclists are handling all this stuff. He's out there pretty out there with cycling and a lot of pictures. Does a lot of things with the local community in cycling. Then I'm going to have Rachel Allen on the show. She's a personal trainer. She's been on the show before. Great insight with her. A very intelligent woman, very smart, whippy, snappy woman. Enjoy talking to Rachel. So she'll be like a 6:45-ish. And this is in your get in shape episode of Eye on the Ball. And in between, we'll talk a little sports before we go to the first break. Two Lakers now with COVID-19?
Yep. It's spreading more and more.
Wow. I mean, it's going to continue to spread. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
I not to go all political on you, but a friend of mine, I'm sure he's not listening, was saying, well, nobody's got it. There's the numbers aren't very good. They aren't very big. You know, it's not a big deal. That was last week. And I'm saying, this is the first inning of a game.
Yeah.
Testing hadn't even started yet. Now the numbers are going to start to go up before they go down.
So the Celtics' Marcus Smart has it, and two Lakers players, I don't know if they've identified. No, they have not yet identified the Lakers players by name yet.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy time because more big-time people. You saw that the New Orleans Saints coach, Sean, tell me his name.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton. God, my name's... Sean Payton was diagnosed earlier this week.
Yep.
Among other people. And now the sports world continues to get those big headlines. And this would have been Thursday? Would have been the first night of NCAA. Really, the NCAA tournament would have started tonight. I know they would have done it Tuesday and Wednesday with the Dayton bracket. But this would have been the first night all day.
Yeah.
Best times of the year for me, at least college basketball. It's my biggest enjoyment. Football, I used to cover football. Didn't like it as much as I love college basketball.
I remember when I was like super hardcore into college basketball, trying to like either multi-screen everything this was mid to late 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you saw Arizona all the time.
Yeah. So I was setting up actual televisions, Steve, next to each other. I would split the cable.
Tubes.
And then, I would split the cable, and then I would also have rabbit ears off of other TVs. Because, you know, back then, they carried these things on the major stations.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that was the only time.
Not on stations that were hard to get and no one ever heard of.
Right. The only, like, CBS and whatever else you could get. Because now it's TNT, the True Network, all those networks.
Right.
So you can watch like five or six games now at the same time.
Yeah.
If they're not, you know, popping it up. Do you watch the Red Zone football?
I had the Red Zone for 1 year and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I liked having it.
That would be perfect for this time. Like the Red Zone for NCAA tournament.
Sure.
You know?
They drop into pressure pack situations wherever it is. And
Let me get on that for next year.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve, that could be your million-dollar idea.
Yes, it could be, but I don't have $1 million to start any. I have to go to some investors.
Yeah, you got to have money to make money.
Right, right. Well, I'm out of that then. I'm screwed. So, hey, we're going to have some fun today, talking a lot about outdoors. Maybe it'll get me motivated. I doubt it. I doubt it, but we'll try. So what else is going on? A lot of things going on. NFL-wise, still going crazy with the...
The Rams released both Gurley and Matthews.
I saw that.
Gurley, it's so funny. I've loved him ever since he was in college. Mm-hmm. His numbers this year were obviously terrible, but... Is he going to be one of those guys? And the list of these particular gentlemen I'm about to describe, and probably ladies, is long. Would have, should have, could have been great.
Yep.
But the body did not last. Gurley gets hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to end up as one of those guys we look at and say, boy, he probably could have been great, but his body just wouldn't let him.
And that's the NFL, isn't it? Arizona had one of those guys in Kadeem Carey, who was phenomenal in college, took a lot of hits, ran the ball a lot, didn't last long with the Chicago Bears. I had heard that he was had a chance to sign with an NFL team this coming year, decided not to, and is going to go back to Canada.
Oh.
More stable, less crazy. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why chance not making it when you can make it and get paid pretty well?
Sure.
You know?
And CFL football is fun. I know that, you know, some NFL fans are not wanting to acknowledge it, but man, the CFL is fun, just like the XFL is fun. Those are fun to watch. So that's I kind of look at it from a standpoint of, you know, Steve, I just want to be entertained.
Right. No, I get it. Well, that's what sports is all about, and that's one of the problems nowadays, because no one's being entertained to get their mind off the real world, their jobs, their life, their girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever it is, husbands, wives. Now Now it's kind of day-to-day. Everyone's quarantined and kind of just taking tours of their house. We got a quick call? Is that do? Cool. Cowboy Dave.
How you doing, Bert?
How are you, hey, Cowboy Dave?
Good. Hey, Nick Foles, the Chicago Bear.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
That is.
I think Mitchell Trubisky's going to get his head out of his fourth point of contact, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, Cowboy Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. Is this the first time you've called?
Oh, no, I called. I owe you. I still owe you lunch.
Because, you do I know you, Cowboy? I want to make sure we have keep our distance. If I don't.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to wait till this virus and stuff is over with.
I totally agree.
I'm a happy camper that Nick Foles is a Bear, and then they picked up a couple other people too. So, and plus he's got some good rapport with Matt Nagy.
Well, that's good. He's one of the best guys. You know that.
Yeah, I like him. He's a good coach.
Oh yeah, no, I'm talking about Nick Foles, one of the good guys.
Oh yeah. I mean, I liked him as a Wildcat. He was a good Wildcat.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you,
not a flamboyant
nice guy.
Just got the job done.
Yeah. All right, Steve, you have a good day, and I still owe you lunch. So
How am I going to find you, Cowboy Dave? You might have to email me.
I know where you're at, so.
Oh, okay.
But I wait till all this horse stuff is going on.
Okay. Don't stalk me. Yeah. I have to call 911 if you do, but thank you, Dave.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right, Dave. Cowboy Dave, thanks. Hey, let's take a quick break. I don't even know who Cowboy Dave is, but that's cool.
He knows who you are,
yes,
Steve. And he owes you lunch.
I'm going to Fleming's. That's what I want to eat.
Oh, man, that would be a great place to...
Yeah, I won't subject him to that. Hey, let's take a quick break, get a hold of Randy Aceta, and talk about running in Tucson right now here on 1030 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. And now we have a special guest, Randy Aceta, one of the gurus of running in town here. He's the founder of Run Tucson. He was a co-director or co-creator of the Runner... But Meet Me at Maynard's thing, isn't it? Is that correct? And you have so many titles, I'm getting confused here, Randy.
too many titles. Jenny Cox, a mentor of mine, had the idea for Meet Me at Maynard's, and she and her husband Dave and I and my wife Tia did indeed co-found Meet Me at Maynard's. So yeah, that's pretty good. Good job.
Yeah, this is going back. But what are you doing now? Because you're still in the big time running scene here.
Well, we do a couple things. We're involved with our local nonprofit running club, the Southern Arizona Roadrunners. SAR is about 50 years old and produces a lot of the races in town. We spun out a different entity called Run Tucson to manage our local and national run coaching, as well as events that we put on here in Tucson and elsewhere, like up at the Grand Canyon.
Nice. How has what's going on these days with COVID in the running scene? Have you guys shut down? Are you still encouraging people to run? What are you doing?
That's a really good question. There's a lot going on. If you don't mind, we can talk locally about what's happening in town. And then one of the other things I do is head up a national coaching certification program for all the running coaches in the country who work on a grassroots local running level. So we can talk about what's going on nationally, too.
Just start at the beginning, right where you said, locally.
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone's going through the same thing, right? Everyone nationally is going through local. So here in town, we have a whole bunch of special events, running races that raise funds for local charities and provide motivation for athletes and walkers and runners and all that. And we're all trying to decide whether we cancel, which means we don't do it this year, or we postpone, which means we put it on a little bit later. And the third option is even making them virtual, where we still give away the T-shirt and the medal and do some social media props for folks doing the distance on their own.
So where are you at? Well, how many events do you hold in a year locally?
I think we put on, my wife and I are sort of tag team on it. We put on about 8 events. The next one we have scheduled is up at the Biosphere, Biosphere 2, working with the University of Arizona, a group called Proper Villains, and Biosphere 2 to do an Earth Day event. Our plan right now is to postpone that until the fall, especially given that it's on U of A land, and U of A is sending people away from the University of Arizona property.
When was that scheduled for?
That was Saturday, April 18th.
Yeah, so that's kind of around the corner.
That's a month from now. We put on a big race. It's now about 14 years old in downtown called the title sponsor by Tucson Medical Center. So the TMC Meet Me Downtown Night Run. We generally get 3,000 runners and walkers and about 4,000 folks. And we think we're probably going to have to do something with that. That's on June 6th this year.
Wow. It's even far away, but it's still too close.
My goodness, we realize that in the running community, among the things we do is bring people together to celebrate local locations, local great places, Saguaro National Park, Sabino Canyon, downtown, and to celebrate fitness together. But now we need to send people apart. It's a weird thing.
Right, and a weird dynamic indeed. If you want to talk about the national level to follow this, and then I want to talk to you about what are you guys doing to encourage the runners to continue to still run?
Well, and that's the thing. The organization I'm involved with nationally is called the Roadrunners Club of America, and that's the nonprofit umbrella for pretty much all the running clubs around the country, right? And so we support not-for-profits as well as some for-profit event entities. And we're trying to help everybody do the same thing we're doing here in Tucson, which is exercise is good for you. You got to follow what the CDC says, and you got to follow local health advisories. So here in Tucson area, we've got to work with or look at what Pima County Health is saying, what City of Tucson is saying, and make sure we're following those advisories.
In your history, and I don't see this all too often because I'm probably not up early enough to watch the runners. I see the cyclists from time to time. So do the runners who are like really into it, do they run in packs or are they just more solidarity kind of let me get me and my mind together and run on their own?
That's a really interesting question. I like the question. Do they run in packs? Yes, we are wolves. We run like wolves. I've got groups. My wife and I have led a coached running group. A buddy of mine, Greg Winneborg, and I started it way back in 1997. So we've been doing this stuff for a long time. And Tia, my wife, heads it up. Tim Bentley from TMC also helps us. And we meet every Tuesday and Thursday night at 6 o'clock, dressed, ready to run. And we'll get 50 and 60 people out to do workouts.
Mm-hmm.
But now, dude, we can't do that. We don't want 50 people to get together. We've put it on hold and we've told people, go run on your own. Go run with friendship groups. But keep your 6 feet. Keep your 10 feet. Don't do that rocket snot sort of thing. Don't spit. Don't. Don't. Just don't. Don't.
Right.
It's, but have fun being outside.
It's funny because cyclists and runners are kind of in the same mold in a sense that, you know, there's the spitting and the snot that you were talking about. That, and that's kind of the big worry or part of it.
Absolutely. So keep your distance. Keep your liquids to yourself. One of the things that I've been checking on is with Pima County Parks, Pima County, the Loop, and Pima County Trails, as well as City of Tucson Parks. And so far, everyone is telling me that our civic entities are keeping public spaces open. So the Chuck Huckleberry Loop, there's a 150 some odd miles out there to go move around. The desert trails are beautiful, and keep your distance, but go outside and get some fresh air.
What do you think this is going to do to this, the sport or whatever word you want to use, the activity for those, you know, I'm sure you know still a ton of them that are still going out there and living their lives and kind of still running within their own space.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I follow the U of A sports. I'm a spectator at baseball, and we go to hockey games and coach hockey and Little League and soccer. So we see these big leagues shutting down, right?
Right.
Youth soccer is shut down. Youth sports is shut down. But this is it. Running is as essential and as primordial as you can get. It's not that hard to put on a pair of shoes and go for a walk, jog if you want to. Take the pressure off of daily living, take the pressure off, and just go move. I think it's going to be great for our city, our community, just to get moving. There's nothing wrong with going for gentle exercise.
And I would assume that in this time of, you got to keep your mind steady, your stress levels low, that it's the one of the ideal things to do when you're, you know, kind of maybe staying at home, go and take a walk for a mile or two or do whatever.
In fact, I've been, I'm not an expert on this, I'm just a guy, right? But I've been reading about exercise-induced immune suppression, and there's some really fascinating studies. There's a fellow in town at the University of Arizona, Simpson, Professor Simpson, who's studying this stuff. And there's a lot of research that says moderate exercise in what they call a calm environment. Some people talk about a green exercise space, being outside. But moderate exercise with a little bit of push to it is really good for us. Manage everything else. Get your sleep, eat well, stay hydrated, follow the CDC and local guidelines, but there's nothing wrong with getting outside and moving from what everything I've read.
What would you suggest to a beginner who's, maybe isolated at home and wants to get out for an hour and after being a little bored at the house, hasn't done much of the running or the walking, maybe, a half mile, a mile, and then maybe gradually grow on that?
You know, one of my favorite words in all of words is a Swedish word called fartlek. Fart in Swedish means speed, and lek means play. So we, in the running world, we talk about fartlek as speed play. So the idea of go as fast as you want, and then go as slow as you want. Go as slow as you want, and then go as fast as you want. Just go play. And I think this is a great time to just play. Go play with exercise. Play outside. Don't put pressure on yourself. And just move and enjoy yourself.
Well, now's the time to do it, because you're going to have a lot of people at home. They don't have to be at the office. They can maybe take a 15, 20, 30-minute break, and that'll get you maybe a mile or two. Depends on the pace.
Absolutely. And, again, a lot of the folks who study recommendations on athletic athletes and immunity, immune systems, say that stay healthy, monitor your mood, monitor your stress, and use exercise to help manage that. Again, I'm just going to keep repeating it, if you don't mind. Sleep. Don't try to catch up on your sleep. Just try to get that good, solid 7-8 hours of sleep a day. Manage your hygiene the way we're supposed to. And move.
So maybe lastly, I got about 2 minutes left. You have an event coming in April that's likely to be canceled if it hasn't already been. June's looks like it might be postponed for a while. What's after that that might actually happen?
So here's the cool thing. We put on a 3-race series. It's called the Gabe Zimmerman Triple Crown. It raises funds for a whole host of local charities. including the Beyond Tucson Foundation. Gabe Zimmerman was sadly murdered in the Gabby Gifford shooting years ago. And this three race series, one is in May, TMC Meet Me Downtown, the TMC Tucson 10K in September, and then a TMC Get Moving Tucson Half Marathon in October. For years, we've had a virtual series, letting people do these things, even if they're not able to come out on race day. And we're going to do that same three-event series, and so we're going to provide motivation and community and exercise opportunities for people, even if we can't meet in person. So that Gabe Zimmerman Triple Crown will still go on. Heck, we might do the half marathon up at the Biosphere. I think that'd be kind of fun.
So when does that happen?
So again, it's three races, one in June, one in September, and one in October. So we're looking at, frankly, the next 5 or 6 months to create exercise opportunities. The Gabe Zimmerman Triple Crown, we're at Run Tucson. Our friends at local running club, azroadrunners.org, have all sorts of details on upcoming events as well.
Great, great. Randy, I appreciate it. You got to come on more often. Once I can get some guests back into the studio, maybe you can come in.
We'd love to. Running's a great sport. Thanks for having us.
Yes, yes, Randy. Appreciate it again. Appreciate it. That's Randy Acepta, one of the good guys, one of the runners guys, one of the gurus of runners in here in town. Been doing it for a heck of a long time, as far as I can remember. Good conversation. We're going to have now one of the cyclists, one of the kind of the guys who goes everywhere, cyclists in town, Damien Alexander. We'll take a break here in a few seconds and come back. Good music there, Thomas.
Thanks. So important, Steve, to remind people to just keep moving. Yeah, you got to... We got to mind our P's and Q's, I guess, right now, but yeah. You also need, for the sake of your sanity,
in fact, now, to get after out. Talking to Randy, I'm going to probably go and take a break from my daily stuff and take a mile to walk every day.
Sounds good to me.
I promise. Let's take a quick break here on 10:30. Talk to Damien Alexander. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. And now on the phone, I have Damien Alexander, one of the big cyclists in Tucson. How are you, Damien?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Fine, thank you. Hey, curious, how many miles did you ride today, or did you?
I rode about 20, maybe 22, somewhere
so,
in there.
Not so far. Did you, I'm sure you're up early, maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, where were you doing it?
No, I went in this afternoon. I had to go show a house and took the loop there, so... Pretty amazing being out there. It was like a Saturday morning. I think there were easily 250 people.
I was just going to ask you that. So yeah. Is that a good sign? That must be a good sign.
It's a great sign. Seems like there's a lot of people, though, out there who are isolating in groups. So I don't think that it was necessarily self-isolation, kind of a little bit heavy traffic. But, yeah, I think it's really good.
Groups, like in what sense? Groups like more than 8, more than 10?
There were some larger groups. I don't think there's anyone more than 8 or 10, but I think I saw a couple 6, 8 people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a little bit, you know, if you're going out and you're trying to exercise, I would say you should be patient and maybe avoid some of the heavier areas, which Dorito typically is the heaviest trafficked of the 135 miles between Craycroft all the way to Oracle. If you're riding a bike and you want to get out and really stretch your legs, all of the stuff on the Santa Cruz is pretty good. It gets a little downtown, it gets a little busy. The Julian Wash on the south side and heading out towards Pima County Fairgrounds, there's rarely anyone out there because they're just not the houses and you don't have the walker, so it's a great place to ride and exercise and stay healthy.
Because you saw, let's say, an estimated 250 today, just today, do you think it's because a lot of people are doing the home thing, or home working, and they can find some time to get on a bike?
Most definitely. Lots of families out there today. Saw a lot of kids, which is always mm-hmm. a great sign.
Yes.
You're seeing kids being out and active. So most definitely.
How long have you been cycling?
Since I was like 2 years old, 3 years old.
So, I should ask, how about seriously? Like, you know, you really got into it.
I got into it in about 2007 when the real estate market crashed and I needed somewhere to clear my head. So the bike was my salvation in the downturn of the market.
So it kind of coincides to what's going on today.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Although the difference is every other market seems to be crashing right now.
Right.
Weird things with, you know, bonds down, gold down, stocks down. But the real estate, I sold 3 houses this weekend. We have 8 in escrow. So, I mean, we're busier than I've been in any time in the last decade.
Well, which is good. That's a good thing for you and that market itself. So tell me, do you think that maybe people, the novices, the beginners, might do the same thing like you and pick up a bike and maybe do some exercising?
I think that it's going to hopefully get some new people into the bike. I saw some page online today. It was a little poster from 1918 during the flu pandemic. And it said, ride a bicycle and keep well. As a precaution against influenza, keep out of the crowds. Ride a bicycle to and from work. Just look at the ruddy-cheeked delivery boys riding to and fro. They demonstrate what a bicycle will do for you. Every man who lives a sedentary life needs a bicycle. One will give you fresh air, new blood, a new lease on life. We have a model that will please you and on easy terms that will suit you. Roanoke Bicycle Company.
Did it say the price on the bike?
Unfortunately, it doesn't, but probably about $4.
yeah.
But the cost of the bike doesn't matter. I mean, I have bikes that I ride right now that are less than $100. They're fun. You know, they're single speed, and they're not very elaborate with coaster brakes. And I have, you know, bikes that are a few thousand dollars.
So it's
not as important to spend a lot of money. It's just a matter of getting out there and being active.
I was just going to say that. I mean, people might be intimidated and not ride because they think it's an expensive sport. But you don't have to go expensive right away or at all.
No, definitely not. And there's some places in town. I'm not sure if Bicas is still open. It's BICAS. And you can end up getting, you know, used bike, even the plate against sports. Or, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. And we have a lot. We do have great bike shops that can tune them up for you and get them running. And a lot of bike shops, Roadrunner down on Broadway, they sell used bikes. So yeah, don't spend a lot, but just get out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you see a trend too, or maybe is it flat with cyclists?
As far as more people getting into this
sport? Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that in Tucson we're having more and more people all the time because we've done such a phenomenal job with the Loop and other infrastructure that is so conducive to cycling. I mean, it's also amazing mountain biking. Gravel bikes are becoming the new thing. So it's very similar to what people would think is a road bike, but it has a knobbier, wider tire so you can ride on the road comfortably and then also go do something. Like I rode over the backside of Mount Lemmon, up Reddington and over and then down Catalina Highway.
Just
last month.
Okay. And you're on the Loop today. I'm sure you take a lot of the scenic routes in Tucson because you're one of those guys that does all that stuff.
I love back roads. And right now, Steve, I don't know if you're getting out there, but the flowers, I mean, it's just, we're having a phenomenal super bloom right now and everything is just going crazy out there. So it's such a beautiful time to be outside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If there were, I guess maybe I'm kind of specific to the beginners and to the novices, what should, any suggestions they should do or who to talk to if they're interested in getting involved?
So Altura de Tucson has been sharing, as you I think know, a lot of the beginner rides. GABA, which is a Greater Arizona mm-hmm. Bicycle Association, also does. The thing right now is that, you know, I think that we need to encourage people not to ride in groups, though.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I know the Bicycle Ranch up in the northwest of town, they do a semi-beginner and then a really fast ride. They've postponed that at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks to reassess at that time. If you're just getting into bike riding and you haven't ridden before, I recommend going out to somewhere like Himmel Park where there's a little bit of a decline on the grass and you don't even worry about pedaling, just coast down the hill so you can get a feel of the balance. And then after that, you know, the Loop is a great place to be. There's so many parks and everywhere that you can ride around here.
Right. Just don't be intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely there is a little bit getting used to it, but like they say, once you learn it, it's like, what's the old adage? Like riding a bicycle.
That's true. That's true. So when you refound the love for it in 2007, did it take you a while to kind of get that that feeling of expertise, if that's the right word?
I definitely was very comfortable getting back on the bike. The big change for me, I always was more BMX and mountain biking, and I never clipped into the pedals.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got back into it, the bike I bought had clipped in. So there was a little bit of getting accustomed to that. Once you get the feel for that, it definitely is a better power distribution. I feel like I can go faster, and it's a lot easier in the climbing. But again, it's not necessary if you just have a bike. Just get out there and just go, whatever the bike is.
I'm not sure if you heard my interview with Randy just before you came on, but just in terms of wellness, and I'm sure that's part of the thing for you, is that if you didn't, you might be a little heavier, but you aren't because you ride.
I would definitely be heavier. I'm currently, I try and stay around 170 to 175. When I did get back into cycling, I was pushing closer to 200. So I think one of the best reasons to ride is it justifies ice cream and beer.
and cyclists love beer. Cyclists love beer.
I am then definitely a cyclist because I love beer. Makes sense to me. Yeah, but what Randy was saying, you know, there's definitely a lot of medicine that says being active, being outside, it's not only good for the body, but it's good for the mind as well. So, you know, get out there. I'm sorry to hear that some of his races may potentially be called off. I'm a sponsor of Run Tucson, and I also do their photography, and I love our running community. And so it's a really tight-knit group of people, and I get to see something as a photographer that's really neat. And it is people who are just getting into it that maybe weigh 275 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the photos of them in their first 5K where they're walking. And I also have photos of them in their first half marathon when they're 200 pounds. And then I have photos of them doing their first marathon, or some of one lady in particular, she's doing 100-mile in, you know, runs now. And she's gone from well over 200. Now she's probably under 150. And it's like the transformation that you can have by being physically active is just an amazing, amazing thing to watch, and just the encouragement. And they, Randy, Tim Bentley, all the people over at Run Tucson, and just all the running groups in general, they're so accommodating. They're so welcoming. It's more than just running. It's a community.
Right. Well, I think the community probably mirrors the cycling community.
Very much so. Cycling definitely has a community. I think the running is even tighter, though, because there's less diversity. You know, it's like, you know, everybody who's on the mountain, be a snowboarder or a skier, mm-hmm. they're sharing the same space, but there's still kind of like a little like competition between them. In cycling, I think you have very different cultures between the mountain bikers, the road riders, the BMXers. So there's still a little bit of difference, where in the running community, you have the endurance guys who are out doing the 50-100 miles, and they're kind of in their own special world. But for the most part, they're much tighter because they're not as much of a diversity. You know, they're just running.
Right, right, right.
I think they have great, great cycling and running communities, though.
Well, I'm sure you'll see some more cyclists here the next few days as the weather gets, one, better, and there's nothing else to do but get healthy.
That's a big part of it. You know, people are definitely getting out there. But it's also like Bike New York, they had their ride this last week, and they went online. So there's some other options that people want to get the cycling. They used a program called Zwift. So it went out, they actually filmed the entire route, and then it was a virtual race on that course. Other professional, like the EAU Tour, which is in United Arab Emirates, was canceled this week because two of the staff members from one of the Italian team tested positive for coronavirus. So there's things that are changing. As I told you, some of the local rides are closing. Kitt Peak, which is a really fun destination to go ride up there. I got a note from them today asking me to share that they've gated off Kitt Peak completely, so it's closed. So.
All right. Well, Damian, thanks a bunch. You've been a regular. We'll probably have you on in maybe a month or so.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Damian Alexander, one of the great cyclists in town, one of the kind of motivation guys. Let's take a quick break and come back with Rachel Allen on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. And with me is my guy, Tom Callahan, with music that fits the moment. Fits the moment. And I have one of my favorites, Rachel Allen. How are you, Rachel?
Hey, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You must be having, I don't know, are you still busy with your personal training with people that want to stay in shape but have to kind of deal with this stuff? You're not.
No, and you know, I understand it. You know, what I appreciate is people are honoring themselves and space until more is revealed. So we've gone, as you know, I teach at Breakout Studios, and Breakout, we've gone to online classes. So you can find us on YouTube. So each of our instructors are going through and doing mini videos for home workouts. Mirabelle is getting ready to close. Sunday is going to be their last day in operation. So it'll be closed until May, late April, early May. And so a lot of my norm has shifted. And so just like everybody else, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a good time for us to reinvent ourselves, kind of coming back to what we do before. You know,
right.
Gyms and resorts. We got outside and we moved, right? So, yeah, it's definitely a time for introspection and figuring out what works for us.
Have you decided how you're going to reinvent yourself?
Yeah, already, sir. I'm already out and about. So I have, I do have a couple of people. Because of everything that's going on in the world, I'll just say this out loud. A lot of people are moving from employment to no employment, and people that were just kind of the clients that I've worked with kind of coming out of depression and making some major shifts in their lives. I don't want everything to come to a complete halt, if you will. So we're getting creative. We're going to meet in a couple of pods out in parks and get some workouts in and see if we can keep people moving that way. We're calling them mini training pods. And then from there, what we will do is kind of keep people, I can create workout designs or whatever works for them, but definitely at a cost or free, you know, so that nobody has an out-of-pocket expense. That's the most important part for me at this time.
Right.
I feel like I'm in a good position, and I get to just keep doing what I love and make sure that people are moving. Because I love the way you put it about how to stay in shape, because as you know, for me, it's not just the physical, the work that I do. Physical tends to catch our attention, but a lot of times in moments like this, it's about how do I keep fit mentally, physically, spiritually, nutritionally, all arenas of my life, as what were once conveniences or comforts are gone. For a lot of us, you know, our rugs have been pulled in every arena. So a lot of online groups, Zoom conversations around spirituality, meditation groups, prayerful conversations. There's a lot of opportunity.
And if you're a workout person, you don't want to stop, because that's what kind of keeps you motivated to get better, to stay in shape, to do, like, you're more than the body. Like I said, you think out of the box. You're a thinker.
Have to.
And you make them think, because that's kind of where it all begins.
Correct. Yeah. And so exactly what you said, we've got to keep moving, right? Whatever momentum has been attained, to think that we've lost it all. And, you know, we know that this is a big time of not just, I mean, if we take a step back, loss, right? And so there's going to be a natural inclination to go within, not just, and we're talking beyond the required quarantines or self-quarantines. We're talking about withdrawal from people, social, all those things that really fuel us and keep the serotonin, the dopamine, those joyful, the health really going, the vitality of the individual going. We have to be creative. We get to be creative. I've come back to art, so I'll do a daily art post. I have a dear friend that has a really sweet voice, and I said, hey, have you thought about reading to kids? Because she's a teacher. I said, we get to find those outlets for us that keep us plugged in, using our skills, talents, and abilities in times like these. Like, we have to keep going.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Facebook Live. You can kind of, with the kids, that's a great idea for kids or parents who have had enough of their kids. You can put them in a room and say, hey.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and that's what I thought. I mean, they've been a home parent. I mean, I have a friend of mine. She's actually a mentor of mine who lives in Florida. And she's like, oh, this homeschooling thing, you know? And so I just, the thought was, you know, why not just have the parents say, hey, we're going to go, you know, watch a hopefully a happy Netflix something. And you guys listen to a story being read, you know, and people can play out their characters. The theaters are being shut down. There are plenty of opportunities for people to still do what they love. And provide something for those who are shut in and missing out on what I'm not, you know, we're creating new opportunities.
Yeah, no question. In that plus we're kind of going back to the, I don't know what year, 1920, when we didn't have all this gadget stuff.
We
still have the TV and to sit in front of, but we can think out of the box and what means most to you. You can do
Absolutely.
Exactly what you're saying. There's more opportunities out there that we probably don't even know.
Exactly. Well, because once again, you know, we find, you know, our minds, we get mind mapped, right? We get used to driving habitually to work, to our favorite restaurant, and then coming home and, you know, not doing much. And I'm going to say for those, and we always have, I mean, I know clients that I've worked with, I wish I had more time. Guess what? Careful what you pray for. Now we've got all this time, you know, so now what are we going to do with it, right? So this is a great time to get clear about life vision, what you're doing, and moving the body. The reason fitness is so important in this and the key element is when we move the body, we create a sense of joy, right? I know for a lot of us, as we age, everything changes physically, but we get to recapture a sense of esteem just by doing the right next thing. And it doesn't mean, you know, I mean, we've got plenty of online things that are available to people. Lord knows that. You don't have to take the whole class. You know, just set a timer and say, I'm going to do 20 minutes. You know, I'm going to take a step in the direction of greater vitality, greater health today. That's all that's, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right? So it's just, what can I do for today creatively, forward thinking, visioning wise? A lot of us have to really get clear about our finances, how to create a spending plan for the next 30, 60, 90 days, what calls need to be made, you know, like really get our lives in order. And what's beautiful is this is rocketing us into next.
Right. No, you exactly. And that's what hit me right away is one day turns into 2 days. Into 3 days, and you kind of maybe like that routine that you kind of recreate for yourself, or maybe you don't, but at least you're trying to do it.
Absolutely. I always say, you know, in times like these, I think about, which I know in one of our conversations we talked about, in my late teens, early 20s, I had chronic panic disorder. So the overcoming of chronic panic disorder for me created a need for a necessity of survival skills that have to do with disciplines, you know, in terms of self-care. And so that has prepared me for all of this, you know, and a lot of people aren't necessarily prepared for this because anxiety levels are skyrocketing and exercise helps eliminate that. Watching caffeine, watching our sugar intake. I mean, if you go to the stores, like the breads, the dairies, the sugar's gone, right? Mm-hmm. All of the comfort foods are gone first. Now people are kind of begrudgingly grabbing the produce, you know, because it's what's left, quote unquote. But if we can really think about what we're fueling our body for, because we're going to, once again, want to gravitate towards the sugars, the comfort foods, the alcohol, the things that kind of anesthetize us for temporarily. But guess what? You're going to wake up and you're going to not feel motivated, animated to do the next indicated step. So it's really about curbing and replacing the habits. One of my mentors back in this is not too long ago, one of my practices that I was gifted was, what habit would you like to drop and what are you going to replace it with? And I love that because that has remained true for me. That I've come back to my drawing. I was like, I'm going to stop going to my favorite store every day on the way home from work to get my favorite, you know, whatever, which was just extra money going out. And I'm going to come home and pick up my colors, my crayons, my pencils, my whatever. And this stuff works.
Right. Well, I know I got the next T-shirt that you and I are going to go into business with. What's your excuse? Because you're right.
That's a good one.
You're right? Exactly right, because you say, I don't have any time. Well, what's your excuse? You do have time.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's at home now, or I'm not going to say everybody. I just walked with a friend of mine who works downtown, and they're still showing up. They're just dividing their hours a little differently. But there's still, you know, home offices. You can still do plenty of exercises in your home office. You know, we can, I mean, and I, like I said, I think the biggest thing is how are we mentally preparing to do anything? And I know back in the day, they'd say act your way into right thinking, but I have also learned that all of it kind of is coupled together. How am I going about something? What is my mindset? And Lord knows we have access to so many incredible talks and inspirational information at YouTube and Audible. If you can't get out to the library today, Audibles. I do Audible books all the time. All of Joe Dispenza's updated information. We've got scientific information about the power of thought and the importance of that. And so there's just so many good things that we can be fueling, resetting our lives with at this time as the world resets around us.
Let me ask you, just before I have like maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds, are you taking new clients? Can you say how to find you?
Always. Always. Yeah. So the best way to find me is actually my phone number, which is, well, you can find me on Facebook, of course, Integrative Lifestyle Coach on Facebook. My phone number is 520-270-0409. Call me, message me. We can create a time and a strategy and get you moving. And this is the best time in your life. It can be moving forward. Right. As terrifying as it may appear.
Well, I was going to say, even at a time like this, you can kind of get refocused on something else.
These are the best. Yeah. These are the best of times. This is when most people have said, you know, we enter into these fearful times going, why now? Well, it's because now is the time.
Right, right.
And there's no right time to reset life. There's
right.
never a right time. But be safe, everybody. You know, self-care 101. There's a ton of tips. I continue to plant them on my Facebook page as well. Rachel Allen, just look me up. Yeah, I'm always planning updated information, spiritual feeds. There's people channeling. There's people sending, sharing information, positive updates. Listen.
Yes.
Thanks, Steve, so much for having me.
Rachel, thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon. Be well.
You're a rock star. Bless
Thank you,
you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
Same
you.
Here. That was Rachel Allen, one of the great girls, personal trainers. A lot of stuff there. Very intelligent woman. Like her a lot. So thank you, Tom.
Steve, I've been inspired by this show to go out and get moving.
You know, I'm not joking. I'm going to go out and walk tomorrow. I'm going to walk because my son's visiting me. And he always says, Dad, you need to walk more. You need to walk more. I'm going to kind of start doing it. Even if it's a little. And then
yeah.
I'll kind of grow into something. And I might be a little less Steve next time.
I got a great quote for you. It's even if you're going really, really slow, if you're doing 1 mile an hour, you're lapping everybody on the couch.
Yes, yes. And I love my couch. So I'll do that. Thanks, Tom. I'll see you next week.
Yes, sir.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for listening. 10:30 The Voice.